The rest of the story. In the golden age of rock and roll, if you wanted to impress somebody with the excitement of the music industry, you took them to Gold Star Studios. Phil Spector owned Gold Star. He also owned many of the most popular rock and roll groups of that time, the Crystals, the Ronettes, the Blue Jeans, and so on. If you wanted to get to know rock impresario Phil Spector, there was somebody else you had to get to know first, Phil's right-hand man, a fellow named Sal. Sal would probably be running the whole show one day, many believed. And some days it seemed as though he were doing that already. An important message to an important pop star, Sal would deliver it. And in person, a big recording session, the drummer is missing? No problem. Sal would fill in on the skins. Probably better than the drummer who didn't show up. Then one afternoon, producer Phil Spector was getting ready to record a single that was to become a rock and roll classic, "Na Do Run Run" by the Crystals. I met him on a Sunday and my heart stood still. "Na Do Run Run," you've heard the tune. Anyway, Phil was frantic. Everybody was set except for two performers, the drummer and a female backup singer, neither of whom had arrived yet. It's getting late. So Phil motioned to dependable Sal, who took his place behind the drums. Now all they needed was another female voice. Sal's girlfriend had come down to the studio with him that day. Sal's girlfriend was not a singer, had no ambition to become a singer. She was simply there, daydreaming in a corner, when Phil's bark jolted her awake. "Can you sing?" he asked. Astonished, Sal's girl pointed to herself. "Yes, you," Phil snapped. And he added that whether she was good or bad didn't matter. All he wanted was some noise to fill in. The girl hesitated. "Get out there," Phil shouted. The girl got out there. And from that day on, whenever a female backup failed to show, Sal's girlfriend got the job. If you listen closely, you can hear her voice in the background on a number of classic rock and roll recordings. "He's Sure the Boy I Love," another one, "Then He Kissed Me," or "Wait Till My Bobby Gets Home," or "The Boy I'm Gonna Marry," even "Be My Baby" by the Ronettes and the Righteous Brothers' mega hit "You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling." Listen carefully and you'll hear her voice. The best reason to go back to your record collection and pull out the Crystals' signature single, "Da Do Ron Ron," is so you can say that you heard with your own ears the very first time they performed together. A fledgling rock and roll record producer and a sometimes drummer named Sal, Salvatore Philip Bono. That's right, Sonny Bono. And his teenage girlfriend, whom the world now knows simply as Cher. Only you know the rest of the story.